Hello guys, how are you? This is Jenny from the Netcast podcast. I hope that all of you are doing well. I miss you guys. I miss doing a lot of podcast seasons. Well, it's a short notice. I'm so sorry for being this late. And anyways, today is the first day of the April, for the month of April. I hope that you're all doing well. I hope that blessing comes along the way and a lot of things come along the way. And you know, it's a sudden feeling of, you know, you are not energetic as always and all. And I feel so sorry about the podcast episodes being abandoned for a while. Well, I'm not really abandoning it because I'm still planning to continue it until the day I die. But I am so sorry for leaving this podcast for a few days. It was kind of dramatic, to be exact. And you know, I was busy because the exams are coming up. There are a lot of things happening in the organization that I'm in, and we were preparing for a lot of things, and I want to apologize for that. You know, one thing that you can learn from being busy is that no matter how busy you are, there's always a reason for you to calm down, to relax, not to feel tensed up. Especially when you're feeling down, when you're low, when you're not energetic like before, and you feel like you're not doing any productivity, or you're very unproductive. Well, that's okay. Just don't forget your responsibilities. But it's hard to say that you shouldn't remember your responsibilities when you yourself is feeling a lot of emotions that, you know, leads us to what the Filipino episode it is today. It's all about the friends that became family, or your friends that you were not close with, but you know, you considered them as friends once. Let's all learn from this episode. I hope you'll learn a lot. And I'm sure I can learn a lot from this too. You may wondering,
I can see it in your eyes that you are restless,
that
the time has come for you to leave.
The song is really emotional right now.
It's so hard to let go.
But in class yesterday,
you have to be who you were made.
Imagining mo nasa klase ka din, may malalaman kang bagay na nakakagimbal. Yung maninigas ka sa upuan mo, kahit anong gawin mo, maninigas ka at hindi magsasink in sa'yo yung bagay na yun. Because you never expected it to happen. Friends, guys, with your nightcasters, I lost a friend yesterday. A former friend, a former classmate when I was in senior high school, and who also turned out to be my god brother because my father is his, yeah, it's a he. My father is his godfather. I haven't told my father yet, but my mom knows. It was a sudden news, you know. We were friends before in senior high school. We talked a lot about each other. And, you know, we were in the school organization. He was this bright kid who also had dreams and ideas, and he suddenly passed away yesterday. Imagining yung shock ko yesterday nung nalaman ko na namatay yun, yung taong yun. Kasi he's been a part of my life before. Hindi lang dahil sa inaanak siya ng tatay ko, pero it is a sudden feeling and urge to cry. I can't cry. I wasn't able to cry yesterday. I wanted to cry. Andun yung emotion eh. Kasi, you know, he's so young, full of dreams, massively intelligent. I can't say anything bad about his intelligence because he is that person. And when he becomes friendly, he's friendly to all. He always jokes about things, especially with me. Palagi ako niloloko din before. Nagpapatawa. And suddenly yesterday, the news of him passing really chained me out. Ang tagal din kasi namin hindi nag-usap, ilang taon. So parang, oh, okay. Hindi ko ma-sync in, hindi ma-process sa akin na bakit ganun? What's not clicking? Yung bigla ang pangyayari na yun, it made me realize that I'm very lucky that God talk to me. Hindi kasi namin napaka-unfortunate nung kaibigan ko na yun. But I'm very lucky kasi hindi niya ako hinayaang puputa sa ganung sitwasyon. And please, let's not invalidate other people's feelings. Just because you have your own problems and you think they're bigger or heavier than others, it doesn't mean it gives you the right to invalidate other people's feelings and emotions. There's an ad, I'm so sorry. And you know, it's kind of sickening to hear things that are being said about mental health problems, like, sino mo may kasalanan kung magpapakamatay kayo? Sino mo may kasalanan kung mararamdaman niyo yan? Sino mo may kasalanan kung mangyayari yan? Like, what the hell? You shouldn't invalidate other people's feelings because you're not in their shoes. Na hindi ka nga nila pinapakilaman, ba't mo sila papakilaman, di ba? Do not give mere opinions based on your feelings without knowing their feelings. It's easier to say things like, go lang. O lalagpasan mo lang naman din yan. Alam namin yan. Kasi matalino ka naman eh. Well, being smart, being intelligent is not enough. Yes, you're intelligent, you're smart. But with a mental health problem, it doesn't help. And if you have families, friends who experience this, please hear them out. Maybe their posts have hidden meanings. Maybe they're joking about being dead. Maybe they're joking about castrating themselves. Maybe they're joking about trying or thinking about death itself, their opinions of death, or their mental health problems. Maybe they have problems. You should reach out for them. And if you reach out, comfort them instead of judging them. Nothing will fix this person aside from himself, but you are a friend. You can be a friend. You should learn how to support that person in order to keep that person's hope elevated. Hindi ko ginagawang special episode to dahil namatay yung kaibigan ko. Hindi ko din sinasabi na ngayon ako babalik ng podcast na to dahil na namatay siya. Hindi. This is really important. Lalo na sa mga kabataan na ang iniisip kasi, ito kasi yung misconception ng maraming Pilipino sa mga kabataan, lalo na ngayon, na pagkabataan, walang ibang alam gawin kundi mag-cellphone, mag-ML, mag-YouTube, makipaglandian, makipag-boyfriend, makipag-girlfriend, makipag-sex, and whatever thing they think. Hindi ganon. Hindi lahat ng kabataan na makikita mo ganon. Hindi lahat ng kabataan na makikita mo nakikipag-sex. Hindi lahat ng kabataan na nakikita mo, puro ML ang alam. Hindi lahat ng kabataan na nakikita mo hindi nag-aaral. Anong mangyayari sa mundo mo kung ganon ang pag-iisip mo? Always think that in a person, there is a lot of possibility. Possibility of being successful in life, of giving a successful life to his family, to her family, to give back the hardships of her, their parents. Always think of that way. Huwag mong sabihin na porket kabataan, malandi. Do not judge easily. Because you never know. And even if they made failures, and even if they make one in the future, don't judge them. Might as well as listen to what they are gonna say first, listen to their sentiments first, before you give your opinions or comments. Because you hurt one person's feelings by invalidating them. This song, Fix You, is very emotional. Even if the original singer sang it, the message that it conveys, no one will ever fix you. There's an ad. Shopee. It's easy to say that. Talk to a psychiatrist, talk to a friend, talk to your siblings, talk to God. It's being said easier than done. Been there, done that. For the person who's experiencing this, yes, they can try. You can try. But you don't have to force yourself if you don't want to. Do not let other people's way of thinking affect yours. You have your own. You are molding your path into something better. You are molding your life into a gracious path that will lead you into not sacrificing yourself later on. To my friend, I will not name him because that's already painful as a friend, as a former friend, as his co-sister or what. I will not name him. But I know his curiosity upon things, his intelligence upon things, the ideas that kept running through his mind throughout the years, it'll be forever there. It will never change, it will never vanish. No matter what happens, it's still the same person. Hindi yun magbabago. Kung paano mo nakilala yung taong yan hanggang sa mamatay siya, ganun yun. Kung matalino siya sa paningin mo, hanggang paglaki, ganun yun. Hanggang sa mamatay siya, ganun yun. Nasa sa'yo kung babaguhin mo ang pagtingin mo sa kanya. Dahil sa isang bagay na nangyari, dahil sa mga bagay na nangyari noon, iset aside mo na. Iset aside mo yung pride mo. Diba? Ano lang naman ba yung magbigay ka ng onting simpatya sa isang tao na hindi mo alam na nagkakaroon na rin pala ng problema sa loob. Sa kaloob-looban niya. Hindi mo malaman na wala pala siyang mahagilap, wala pala siyang makasama. Hindi mo ma-judge kung ano ang gusto niyang gawin. That's why I told you, don't invalidate other people's feelings. Madali magsabi na ganito, ganyan, ba't naman kami nung kabataan namin, ba't naman kami nung edad namin, hindi naman kami ganyan. Magkaiba. Magkaibang magkaiba kayo ng sitwasyon. hindi dahil naranasan mo yung ganitong hirap, hindi sabihin nun kailangan niyang maranasan yung ganung klase ng hirap. At iba yung hirap na nararanasan niya sa naranasan mo noon at nararanasan mo ngayon. Logic yun. Diba? It's a kind of logic that you'll think twice while doing. It doesn't mean that he did it, you need to do it, and he experienced it. It doesn't mean that you need to experience it easier or he needs to experience it harder than it is. No. Pag ang kalaban mo kasi ang utak mo, lalo na kung mag-isa ka lang sa buhay, kahit may magulang ka, kung mag-isa mo sa bahay, mag-isa mong anak, mag-isa ka, hindi ko sinasabi din dahil mag-isang anak ako. Pero in a perspective of an only child, it's hard. I'm gonna cry. I'm so sorry. It's very emotional today. This is a very emotional talk today. Because I've been there. Hanging on a thread, a string that you don't know when or how it will break. It's different. I'm not crying because of the song, I'm not crying because this is what I yearn to do. I'm crying because I remember those cringy, grungy times that I needed someone to confide in, and I don't have anyone to confide to. I don't have anyone. I have friends, I have family, I have my mom, but I felt empty. You will feel numb and empty inside, no matter what you do. Even if you smile throughout the day, even if you laugh throughout the day, there's this empty space that you can never avoid. But let me tell you one thing that you can do to avoid it. It's not only about the psychiatrist. It's about God. I'm not saying all of these people who died didn't believe about God, questioned God, questioned his abilities, questioned his motives, questioned everything, even his plans. No. I am saying that you're strong and your belief of God doesn't measure you as a human being. Your belief of him doesn't measure you in more than ways. It's a different thing, to be honest. Take time. Do not ever say that it is easy. Sa pag-iisip mo, wag mong sabihin na madali siya. Kasi hindi siya magiging madali. Lalo na sa taong yun. What I'm trying to point out is that let's give these people freedom. Freedom to do what they want. Freedom to choose what they do. Freedom what to feel. Kasi kalayaan na nila yun. Doon sila masaya. Kahit yun na lang ibigay nyo sa kanila, kahit yun na lang itira nyo. Lalo na kapag wala ka nang ay tutulong sa kanila na maganda, wag na. Wag mo na lang ibuka ang bibig mo. Kasi baka masala pang madamage yung taong yun. Mas ikakasira nila. Mas vulnerable sila pag nagkataon. And it doesn't mean that if you're strong externally, it's the same internally. May mga taong both, pero may mga taong hindi. Kaya nga, napaka-importante na maintindihan ng bawat isa sa atin, hindi lang ng mga taong may ganitong pinagdaraanan o yung mga taong normal ang pananaw sa buhay. dapat natin maintindihan at paalalahan ng mabuti yung mga sarili natin na maging sensitive sa mga bagay-bagay. Lalo na ngayon, it's April Fool's Day. Do not ever, let's normalize not being able to joke about mental health, about suicide, about rape, sexual assaults or different kinds of assaults, even pregnancy, and a lot of things that are really painful to a lot of people. It may be fun for most of you. Who cares? Who knows? Because maybe that's your way of thinking that everything is fun and that's your way of laughing. But if you think in a perspective, I don't think that it is necessary and that it is for the right thing to do, rather. Dear friends, late or early, doesn't matter. Cherish your friends, cherish your family for as long as they breathe. It's hard. It is painful. It is painful to see your friend go. It is painful to see someone go. Even in your family, it is more painful. Yes, time will heal you, but the scar is there. It will never be replaced. But now you belong to heaven. Now, we all belong to him, to heaven. Do not ever think that you'll go to hell. If you want to, then go, rather. But think that God has a lot of plans for you. God has a lot of plans for all of us. We will not fade away. Cherish everyone. Remember your laughter forever and ever. I hope that but now you belong to this episode of my podcast, or the Nightcast podcast, led you into more possible ways than one. Mahirap nawalan. At mahirap din mawalan ng sarili. Hindi pong buhay ka pa pero pinapatay ka na in the inside. You should be proud of everything, every little thing that you do. Reward yourself. Hindi naman masama, walang mawawala. Kasi hindi mo alam eh. Hindi mo alam kung hanggang saan yung extent ng buhay na yun na binigay sa'yo ng Panginoon. Bigyan mo na ang sarili. Bigyan mo na sariling time. Yung puso mo, utak mo, at kung ano pa na mag-heal. Huwag ka magmadali. Magiging maayos din ang lahat. To my dear friend who passed away yesterday, I would just like to say something to you. We were friends before that became a bit of a stranger to each other after years passed, and I know that you might not be able to hear this, but I do hope that you're happy. Continue your curiosity, your idealistic point of view in God's arms. Everyone here loves you, and everyone here knows that you're worth it. So, please, if you're listening, I hope that you found the light. Based on the song of the Afters, I Will Fear No More, fear not, my dear friend. God is with you. Lahat kaming mga naging kaibigan mo, naniniwala na kahit nasaan ka, magaganda ang mangyayari sa'yo. At maganda ang magiging takbo ng buhay mo. We were not observant of your actions, or we were not observing, or maybe you might not observe. But please know that we care for other people. At sana yung mga naiwanan mo, maliwanagan sila. At sana gabayan mo sila. At alam kong mahal na mahal ka nila. Rest in paradise, brother. I hope for no more pain, no more struggles here. Your friend, Jenny. Anyways, guys, that is the Netcast podcast. Thank you for listening to the Netcast podcast. And this is your podcast buddy, Jenny. Thank you so much for listening for today's podcast. And see you on the next episode. Ciao.